Possible changes in NAFTA and TTP? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Well, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Donald Trump, and he's threatened to alter some of our trade agreements, both proposed and in place. I know that's going to have an effect on ag producers, so I called Brittany Hurst of the Idaho Cattle Association. I don't know that Hillary was in favor of the TPP agreement. We do know that Trump is opposed to it. So I wanted to know how the Idaho Cattlemen's Association felt with the fact that he's apparently taking it off the table.
Well, we supported TPP, and it would be extremely beneficial for the cattle industry. So we don't know. It wasn't ever put into effect. So we don't really know the ramifications of taking it away yet, and never will. But it was something that we supported having in place. And it will be interesting to see what he does with the other trade agreements that we have, NAFTA, that he has also promised to basically revamp or totally rewrite. And there will be definite ramifications, or could be definite ramifications from that, depending on which direction he goes with NAFTA or what he does with that. So I guess we're just waiting to see what those are, but we are a little disappointed that he took TPP off the table, because it would have been very helpful for the beef industry.
I hope to catch up with executive directors of the Idaho Wheat Commission and Idaho Dairymen's Association. I'm sure they'll have thoughts too. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.